It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
You know, there was a little bit of jazz in that last track, wasn't there? Yeah. That was John Mayall, actually. Well, John Mayall, Johnny Mark, and Johnny Almond. Just the three of them, and it was live. Wow. From an album called Turning Point. We got to play the biggest song off that album sometime soon, because I don't think it was ever a hit. But it's Room to Move. Yeah, we'll have to play that again. Okay, also, if you want to buy a John Mayall album, start with that one, Turning Point. Okay, we had Michael Hedges in there doing a live version of She Drives Me Crazy. You remember that. It's a big hit. Willie Crowder starting us off, and that was great. She Left Me for a Man with Shoes, 1933. Willie Crowder. Wow, that was great. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. All right, what do we got for you now? Oh, this is new. Reminding you that we're out of here in about 35 minutes because there's a football game coming at 12:45 pregame show starts. Oh, and before I forget again, the season lineup has been announced from the Grand Theater. People that you would probably want to see: Classic Albums Live doing Led Zeppelin 1, October 17th. Tom Morello, October the 25th. Elza Pye, November the 7th. Steve Strongman on the 14th. The Soweto Gospel Choir, November 25th. Christmas with Johnny Reed, December 1st. Blind Boys of Alabama are in on the 3rd. Danu, I can't wait to see that, December 6th. Jan Arden's tour on December the 20th. Julian Taylor is coming to town with Logan Statz January the 15th. And I'm just going to run down and pick out the really big ones. Matt Anderson, February 11th. Oh, my goodness me. Crown Land, March 20th. Ooh, it's my birthday. And let's see. Oh, yeah, Jesse Cook on April the 30th. Just some of the great shows coming to the Grand when they start on October 1st. Okay. This is brand new from Alice Phoebe Lou. You know I love to play her. This is called Darlin'. From Folk Everything on CFRC, I'm Hugh. Hi. Just how it works.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Folk everything, folk everything, folk everything. Hello, hello, hello. Folk everything. Yeah. Well, safe use of alcohol. I just thought it was a good thing to run on Queen's Radio. Yeah. Okay. So, guys, yeah, if you can't find your foot, go home. What did we have over there? That was a weird set, wasn't it? Started softly, got a little weird in the middle, and yeah. Okay, so we started off with a brand new track from Alice Phoebe Lou, one of my favorites. That was a track called Darlin' from her. And then, don't know what possessed me, Neil Young, Chrome Heart, and Big Crime Live. That's from his brand new album, or just about to be released album. And then the Bridge City Sinners, because they're in town next Saturday night. And that was Run from the Sun from the Bridge City Sinners, taken from their Here's to the Devil album, 2019. These guys are great fun. I think you'll enjoy them immensely. But I keep playing them, so you're getting the idea, I think. All right. What have we got? Still got a bit to go before the football game. So, this is a wonderful band. They're not together anymore, but they've just released a new album. How do you do that? Well, you put out a live album. And so that's what they've done. This is a great band. They're from Russia originally, but they both scattered out of that country. Anyway, this is from a show live at St. Massis. It says, I Am the Morning, and it's a freak show.
No one seems to care that I break into million pieces. No, they just stand and stare as I break into million pieces more.
you.
Am I in the right one? Yeah, there we go. Okay. I can never figure out which mic I'm using. Okay. First off, let's shut this guy up. That's me. Okay. What did we just listen to? We listened to I Am the Morning and a thing called Freak Show. They haven't gotten back together. But they found this great concert they'd recorded and they're going to release it. Oh, man, I'm quite excited about it. I'll tell you the truth. It's live at Matthias, and it's I Am the Morning, all one word, all small letters. Yeah, I Am the Morning. Okay, we've played their stuff before, solo stuff as well, so you're aware of them. And the great Gwenifer Raymond has just released a new live album. Well, no, she's released one since the live album. My goodness, here it is. Last night I heard the Dog Star Bark. That's the name of the album. We played Cattywomp from the great Gwenifer. I can't wrap my face around it. I don't know. Gwenifer Raymond from the UK. She said she's apostle of John Fahey's guitar work. And so I've been trying to dig out some John Fahey to play. So maybe you can make, you know, the sort of the comparisons in there anyway. Well, let's see. What do we got? We're about, 4 minutes now away from the pregame show for the football game. So to take us there, we got some Roy Harper. They will fade it as they like. I'll see you next week. I'm Hugh. This is Roy Harper and North Country on Folk Everything on CFRC 101.5 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host. I'm Hugh.
Thank you, all of you. If you're traveling in the North Country far, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, well, please remember me, the one who lives there. For she once was true. You go when the snowflakes storm, when the rivers freeze and summer ends. Well, please see for me, she has a coat so warm to keep her from howling winds. Please see for me that her hair's hanging long, that it rolls and flows all down her breast. Please see for me that her hair's hanging long. That's the way I remember her the best. I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often laid me. No!
Thank you.
Oh, man, Roy Harper and North Country. Wasn't that lovely?
Thank you. Thank you.
I think I either can't tell time or I'm just an idiot, but...
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, hang on. Yeah, I thought that would take us up to the football game, but I was a little short, so... I'm back, and I'm going to play one more song for you. This is a great band. They were in studio last week, and we're in town for a house concert. They are delightful. They're going to be big stars. I really like them a lot. Sam and Yasmin, together they are Bassett. I'm going to play a title track from the In the Clay album. I'm Hugh. Well, let's just make sure we got enough. We're going to fill enough time. Yeah, okay. We're good. Take care. See you soon.
How far you've come these hard days. There's only distance in this place. Oh, lonesome and apart. Counting up.
Somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable. Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club pregame show. Good afternoon, football fans, and welcome back to season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and season 102 is actually brought to you by our friends at the Grad Club, located in the heart of the Queen's University campus. The Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group, head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Thank you to our title sponsor for 2025, the Grad Club. We are in Waterloo, Ontario for the Warriors' homecoming as your Queens Gaels look to spoil the party on this beautiful, sun-swept, slightly windy day here in Kitchener-Waterloo. And my goodness, what a wild ride last weekend was for the Gaels. The Tricolor traveled to Toronto to take on the top-ranked passing attack in the country with the Varsity Blues. Toronto looked sharp early, especially in the first quarter, as they put together multiple long, clock-killing drives with their no-huddle, fast-paced, kind of passing audible offense. The Gaels would strike first, however, with a Tyler Mullen field goal, the first of three for Mullen, bringing his career total up to a staggering 48. But Toronto did a great job of keeping things kind of even keel throughout most of the first half. Queens was up 10-3. Toronto hit a field goal, making it 10-6. So we had a one-score game until about 4 minutes or so left in the second quarter when John Korsgaden tallied his first interception of the season on Scott Barnett. The Gaels went two and out, so John Korsgaden tallied his second interception in as many drives against Scott Barnett, and that second pick powered the Gaels to a strong finish in the first half as Nathan Falcone put up his second touchdown of three that he would score on the game. And once the dam broke, well, it was all Queens in the second half. After an early break and interception, Queens locked down and locked in. Jared Kasari came to life, tallying his first rushing touchdown of the season. Ashton Miller Melson picked up interception number 13 in the third quarter, and Vraken and Falcone connected for their third total TD of the game to put the Gaels up big. That was the dagger. Miller, Melanson, and Korsgaden would each add one more interception to their gaudy totals in the fourth, and it was all over but the crying as the Gaels walked away with a 44-6 victory over the Varsity Blues last week. And let's look at last week's top performers. Number 12, Alex Vraken. Bit of a slow start, but once he hit his rhythm, he was fantastic. 14 for 20, three touchdowns to just one interception, 223 yards through the air. And what impressed me is, yes, Nathan Falcone had all three of the passing touchdowns, but Vraken was spreading the ball to all of his playmakers, and this Queens offense, they looked hard to stop. Jared Kasari had 21 carries for 183 yards and two rushing touchdowns, giving him 17 on his career, putting him just outside the top 10. Another two touchdowns today would propel him past Keith Eamon for sole possession of ninth place on the all-time program rushing touchdown list. Tyler Mullen was fantastic last week. 3 for 3 on field goals, 5 for 5 on extra points, 48 career field goals for number 42. John Korsgaden, of course, the standout defensive player of the game last week. Three interceptions, three tackles, very nearly ran that third pick back for 6, if not for a slight stumble and fall. Ashton Miller Melanson felt like he had been stuck on 12 career interceptions for the better part of a season and a half. He tallies 2, giving him 14 on his illustrious career, just 2 back of the program's all-time lead, split between Daryl Penner and Jimmy Allen. And Justin Pace, I'm going to say a quieter game from number 44, but believe me, he was all over the field. He had 6 total tackles and was integral to this rock-solid Queens defense. Now, statistically speaking, you may view last week as something of an off game from the Queens pass rush unit, largely because no sacks tallied, but believe me, those stats don't tell the full story. They were harassing, haranguing, and hitting Scott Barnett early and often, and you could tell that they were starting to rattle him by the end of that game, throwing those 5 interceptions. Now let's talk about the, maybe let's say, Jekyll and Hyde stats for the Gaels at home versus the Gaels on the road. During the Gaels' 2 home games, they've given up 92 points.
During the Gales' two road games, they've given up just 10. None of those are touchdowns. Two safeties against McMaster, two field goals against Toronto, but they have probably the best offense they've played on the road so far today in the Waterloo Warriors. And the Warriors come into this week's game fresh off the Battle of Waterloo last weekend. I thought actually a great effort from the Warriors against right now probably the best team in the country in the Laurier Golden Hawks, ultimately falling 41-19. But just like the Queens defensive line, the stats don't tell the full story of that game. Also worth noting that although technically Waterloo was the away team last week, Laurier's ongoing stadium snafu shenanigans meant that they actually played that game here at Warrior Field. So back-to-back home games of sorts for the Warriors. Let's talk about some top performers for Waterloo last week. To me, top of the list, career day from quarterback number 4, Nick Orr, who went 25 of 35 for 288 passing yards, two touchdowns, and added another 75 on the ground. So well over 350 total yards for Nick Orr last week. His top target was Ramel Samuel Slocum, who had 7 receptions for 117 yards, but also another strong game from arguably the other best H-back in Ontario, number 87 for the Warriors, Evan Basilega. He's going to be matched up mano-a-mano today with Queen's own formidable number 87, Mateo Tuioti. So we're going to get some great H-back play here, which I know will warm the heart of the football purist amongst you. Notable for their absence today for the Warriors, outstanding defensive player number 38, Arden Martinez, not in the lineup. We're hoping that it's nothing serious and that he'll be back in action as soon as possible, but Waterloo does have the outstanding Michael Omoseni, number 9 for the Warriors in the lineup today. He is such an explosive player on the defensive side of the ball, an outstanding athlete, great instincts on the field. I think he's going to be a key player for the Warriors as they try to slow down this explosive Queens offense. Let's look at the head-to-head stats, and admittedly, hasn't been the prettiest set of head-to-head stats in years past, but as we saw yesterday, both in U Sports and in the broader world of sports, upsets are prone to happen. We had Canada defeat the New Zealand women's rugby team to advance to the Rugby World Championships in England, and we saw McGill topple the unbelievable Montreal Carabin last night. So games aren't played on paper, people. They're played today on this beautiful turf hybrid. So just because the previous games have maybe not been the closest, don't think that today won't be anything other than a hard-fought game for the Gales. So Queens currently, since the OUA has helpfully started tracking their stats, 2007, 9-0 record. The average margin of victory has been just a shade under 39 points. The two squads met for Queens homecoming last season in a game that the Gales would win quite handedly 54-7 with a ton of highlights for your tricolor Gales. Waterloo will look to make some golden moments of their own today, try and avenge that lopsided homecoming loss. And this is a team that has already tallied a, I don't know if I'll say upset, but an impressive victory against the University of Toronto Varsity Blues thanks to a record-setting field goal from rookie kicker Evan Astolfo. So we're going to get some fantastic kicking in today's contest as well. It's a beautiful day for some football action. The sun is high in the sky. There's a nice wind blowing here at Warrior Field. The stands are absolutely packed with gold of all shapes and sizes. We've got, of course, a solid contingent of Queen's parents in the house tonight as well, but it is a predominantly Warrior-friendly crowd, and even I'm deep behind enemy lines. I've got fans about 5 feet in front of me, and I am absolutely swaddled by Laurier staff, sorry, Waterloo staff all around me here, so I'm going to have to be on my game, make sure that I'm able to keep up with the action as it comes fast and furious today, and you may be able to perceive as the crowd gets loud. The Waterloo players here making their way onto the field. a rousing home response from the Waterloo faithful. Entering today's contest, the Gaels are 2-2, the Warriors 1-3. Both teams looking to score some valuable playoff positioning. There are also four other games going on today in the 1 o'clock hour, so I'm going to do my best to provide you with score updates throughout the contest, but we'll see how fruitful that endeavor is for me. Folks, we are just about 5 minutes away from kickoff here at Warrior Field. So let me take a minute again to thank our title sponsor for this season, the Grad Club. They have been longtime supporters of what we do here for Gaels Game Day. And this season, they have been perhaps our most vocal partners that we've ever been, well, partnered up with. So thank you to the Grad Club. You might, in fact, even be catching this game down in the Grad Club on the big screens, enjoying some delicious food and drink. We are going to see if Queens can continue their strong road performance. It's hard to predict another, let's say, 40-point victory. I think these teams are going to play a much closer game than that here today. So if you're looking at the records, you're thinking, oh, maybe I don't want to commit to the 3 hours. Folks, there's nothing like Gaels Game Day on CFRC, and I think we are in store for a fun back-and-forth contest here. We are going to be getting the Canadian National Anthem, I would imagine, in just a few moments' time. So I am going to throw it back to a word from our title sponsor for this season, the Grad Club. I'm going to play a little music for you, and when you come back, I might even have the anthem on, cranked up, and ready to roll. If you're just joining us, this is the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the fifth game of the season in this season 102 of CFRC's coverage of the Queens Gaels. This is Jesse Bell on the call, live and in living color in Waterloo. We're going to throw it to a word from our title sponsor, the Grad Club, and we'll be back with you again in no time with some more hot-blooded, fast-paced football action.
Located in the heart of the Queens University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.